When people in the United Kingdom voted to leave the EU, it was a stone dropped across the pond that could generate some big ripples here in Florida. What Brexit means to the Florida economy. This is Florida Matters.
Support for Florida Matters comes from the Hospitals of BayCare Health System, providing more than 100 health seminars, classes, and events each month. BayCare's mission is to build a healthier Tampa Bay. Register for a complimentary health seminar, class, or event at baycareevents.org.
From the Donna Studio at WUSF Public Media, I'm Robin Sessingham. The Brits love Florida. With about 1.7 million British visitors per year, they've had an oversized impact on tourism, real estate, and investment. So how will the British decision to leave the European Union affect our economy? The British Consul General in Miami, David Prodger, was recently in town to discuss Brexit with the Tampa Hillsborough Economic Development Corporation and Tampa Bay Technology Forum. He stopped by the studio to speak with WUSF's Carson Cooper about Brexit's implications for Tampa Bay businesses.
Mr. Prodger, welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So Brexit is going to take the better part of 2 years to play out. So with what degree of confidence can you predict any sort of implications right now?
There are obviously, in the immortal words of Donald Rumsfeld, there are known unknowns and unknown unknowns. And I think we can take a good stab at the known unknowns, and that is the nature of the relationship that the UK will have with the EU. The Foreign Secretary has been very clear that UK will stay at the heart of Europe, even if it's not in the EU. And that means that we'll be there in a commercial sense, in a security sense, and we'll be doing very much as we do now. We will also remain part of the EU for the whole of the entirety of the renegotiation process. So we in many ways, much hasn't changed. What will have changed is the terms of those negotiations, what it is that the UK wants to get from it, how it wants those relationships to look when we exit the EU. And that is part of the process that we're just going through at the moment with the new government under Prime Minister Theresa May.
Now, some local companies, Tech Data, for instance, they have a major presence in Europe. Now, the value of the pound has dropped quite a bit since Brexit, and that's made U.S. products more expensive in Europe. The euro also took a bit of a hit as well. Our sales there are reduced when they're converted back to dollars. What are Florida businesses asking you or telling you about the road ahead in this post-Brexit world?
Well, it's also a great time to invest in the UK. We've seen a couple of big investments. Wells Fargo just invested about £300 million, so about a bit over $400 million in the UK. Japan's SoftBank has just bought Arm Holdings, the chip manufacturer, for £24 billion. That's getting on for $35 billion. So the trade cycles go up and down, as we know. What we're hearing here in Florida is a lot about tourism and Brits in Florida. We have 400,000 Brits who live here, about 1.7 million Brits who visit every year. This year, I think we're seeing a continuation of that. Florida is an aspirational destination for us. People save a long time to come here. They don't want to put it off. Brits are still coming. We get something like 7,500 flights a year direct to the UK. I would expect that to continue. We may see some differences as the currency goes up and down in terms of the balance of Brits coming to Florida or Floridians going back to the UK. But I would expect that trading relationship to remain incredibly strong. We are Florida's biggest foreign investor. We employ over 43,000 Floridians, and I would expect that relationship to remain incredibly strong.
So we're nowhere near a point where British and EU companies that do business in Florida would just either bite the bullet and stay in Florida or just look elsewhere for greener pastures.
I'm not hearing that at all. In actual fact, what I'm hearing, I was speaking the other day to a company based here in Florida who is looking at establishing in the UK. They've looked at it hard, of course. They've looked at the balances about what Brexit might mean for their business. But actually, UK membership of the EU comes out about number 8 in terms of the top 10 reasons why businesses want to locate in the UK. So it's one of the factors, but it's by no means the most important factor in terms of access to finance, in terms of access to personnel, in terms of geographical location, time zone, skills, transparency, and also, of course, the digital economy, where the UK is the strongest in Europe. So all of those factors remain the same. So what we're hearing is that businesses want to be in the UK, and UK being part of Europe has been part of that, but actually there's a confidence that the UK will remain at the heart of Europe.
Now, as you pointed out correctly a moment ago, the things like the pound, the value is going to go up and down. It's, you know, nothing you can really hold for the long term, but and in fact has recovered some. But consumer confidence in the UK is still rather low. Is there any reason to believe that the pound will never again regain the strength it once had prior to Brexit?
Well, I was at an event last week, actually, speaking with a colleague who came down from the financial sector in New York. And they said that as far as the pound was concerned, it was pretty much on exactly what they predicted, about a 10% devaluation. Stock market hit its base in about 4 days after Brexit. That is a bit sooner than they expected, but it recovered much more quickly, within 11 days. In actual fact, it's ahead of the curve now. So I think that tells me that all the preparation that the UK had done since 2008 and the financial crisis has paid dividends. The UK has been the fastest growing G7 economy since about 2010. Its banks are capitalized 10 times more than they were in 2008. The Treasury and the Bank of England have been very clear that they will do whatever it takes to make sure that financial stability is continued through this transition process. And I think we're seeing that in the response from the markets.
Now, you just touched on this a moment ago. British tourists love Florida. They love coming here. In fact, British tourists accounted for 10% of overnight stays in Pinellas County here in the Bay Area. There hasn't been much of a drop yet, if there ever will be, because I think don't most tourists from Britain pay, you know, they buy packages in advance, so the price has already been set. This is prior to Brexit. If the pound doesn't bounce back, do you think we might be losing visitors to Spain or somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't want to speculate. I mean, obviously the pound has also dipped against the European currency, against the euro. I think, as I said, you know, Brits see Florida as an aspirational destination for them. People come back and come back and come back again. What we've seen is, I think, according to Visit Florida, something like 40% of all European traffic to Florida comes from the UK. Those links are very, very tight. And it's not just the visitors on holiday. It's the people who come and spend more time here. And also, of course, Pinellas and this part of Florida around Tampa is a big home to a lot of Brits who make their home here.
Right.
So we haven't seen yet a big shift. I'm not going to predict whether there will or won't be. I think some of that will depend on how the economy recovers in the UK. What we are seeing is that we're not being predicted any kind of recession. There has been a hit on some of the projections, growth projections, but the economy will still keep growing. And I think a lot of that will depend on the nature of the economic decisions and the type of negotiation that we're going to set out over the next few months.
You said this would be a great time for U.S. companies to invest in the U.K. What about, conversely, what about real estate buyers? 20% of foreign buyers of real estate in the Bay Area are British. Why would I want to invest in Florida real estate now?
Florida is a great place to live, as simple as that. It's a good property market. A lot of Brits come here on fixed incomes. They know what they've got. We've just reviewed our pension system whereby people can take a lump sum out of their pensions. And I think that has been a lot of the driver of some of the property movements we've seen from Brits here in Florida. Now, one of the reasons I'm here in Tampa is actually to get a feel for exactly that, how the market is looking post-Brexit, whether there have been any movements or not, and how the British community in Florida is dealing with it. We work very closely with the British community wherever we are in Florida, and we always like to hear from them and how it's going.
What are British folks living here, expats, I guess, what are they telling you?
Obviously, we've had a devaluation, so that is going to affect people's expenditure, and we'll just have to see how that affects. In terms of businesses in the UK, what I would say is that there is going to be a currency effect, without a doubt. What we've seen is a stabilization over the last few weeks. And as I said earlier, I think the effect we've seen is pretty much exactly as we would expect from an economic impact of this type. What we have seen since then, I just saw some figures yesterday that were from London, which were saying that 2,500 new businesses have been set up in London since Brexit. And then that includes a good amount of U.S. investment. So I think there's a currency effect and there's a broader economic effect where we are seeing a prediction of a slowdown, but it's not a prediction in to recession territory, the UK will still remain one of the strongest growing economies in the European area anyway. And the fundamentals are strong for that to continue and for that growth to become more rapid as time goes on and as we go through this period of uncertainty.
Florida's economy is growing, but state economists just released a revised revenue estimate, and it's revised downward a bit for 2017-2018 fiscal year. State lawmakers may not have as much cash to spend next session, whether that's a good thing or not. But and one factor the economist said was the Brexit. With all the uncertainty, do you see this two-year sort of process of the Brexit? Do you see this two-year process as a slow drag on the state's economy?
Well, it's not really for me to comment on the U.S. economy. I mean, what I would say is that the U.K. economy is robust. You know, we've got the highest employment that we've ever had. We've got an unemployment rate of 4.9%. Our reserves are in good shape. We have been the fastest growing economy in the G7 over the last few years. We are the fifth biggest global economy. We're a globally outward trading nation. None of that will change. We are the biggest exporter of financial and professional services in the world. All of that remains the same. We remain a full member of the European Union until the end of these negotiations. So, you know, that's a long way away. Even if it's 2 years, it's likely to be a little bit more if Article 50 is not triggered till next year, which is what we're hearing. So I think we've got a long way to go. And the global recovery, of course, the UK is going to be interlinked to that. We're a major player in the WTO, in the Security Council. But what drives the global economy is much bigger than the UK. And I should add that the UK-US relationship continues to be incredibly strong. US is our biggest trading partner, bar none. It's about twice as big as our next biggest. We each employ over 1 million of each other's citizens, and we're each other's biggest foreign investor. So that relationship is only going to get stronger.
Dave Roger, thank you so much for the look ahead.
Thank you.
Keith Breading is a longtime area business owner and an Englishman. I reached him by phone as he was vacationing in Pennsylvania. He says he supports the vote to leave the EU, and he explains why, but says Florida's tourism will take a hit in the short term.
We used to get 152, 172 to the dollar, and now we're down to 130. People using their pounds to buy dollars to come over here. So our dollar has dropped by, you know, 15%, some like 20%, the value of our money. So that's going to put a brake on people coming over. And that, of course, affects the tourist trade. You know, people haven't got the same sort of money in their pocket.
So you think it is going to have an effect on Florida?
Yes, definitely. Brexit's going to affect Florida in the short term. In the long term, we shall recover in England and get over this. I mean, we in Britain got fed up with Brussels, where the Parliament is, telling us what to do and what laws we have to abide by. I mean, the British people, frankly, are probably the most law-abiding people in the world, and yet we're controlled by a group of people in Brussels who send out all these rules and regulations, but with all due respect, the countries to the east, you know, Croatia and all those who are in the EU now, they don't abide by the same rules and regulations as we do. They're supposed to, but nobody polices it properly. So, you know, we've been persecuted from that point of view. We're contributors to the EU, and there's only six countries that actually put money into the EU, and there's 22 takers, and we got fed up with that.
We're talking about the effect that Brexit may have on the Florida economy coming up.
As the travel gets more expensive for our friends from the UK to come over here, they may still come, but typically they'll spend less.
I'm Robin Sussingham, and this is Florida Matters. We'll be right back. This is Florida Matters. I'm Robin Sussingham. We're talking about how Brexit could affect Florida, which relies heavily on British tourism. Dr. Jerry Parrish is the chief economist and director of research for the Florida Chamber Foundation. Dr. Parrish, welcome to Florida Matters.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dr. Parrish, you've written that in 2015, more than 1.7 million British visitors came to Florida. That's about 40% of Florida's European visitors and 15% of all of Florida's overseas visitors. So it's hard to see how Florida's tourism would not be affected by Brexit, with the drop in the pound, meaning that a trip here would be more expensive now.
Certainly is. What we expect to happen is, as the travel gets more expensive for our friends from the UK to come over here, that, you know, they may still come. That's what we've seen happen with the Canadians when this has happened to the Canadian dollar. But typically they'll spend less on taxable goods, and that means less restaurant meals, and maybe they'll prepare more in their room or their apartment or their house, wherever they're staying, and eat out less. And that ends up with leaving Florida with a little less tax yield than it would have been normally. And certainly it's, you know, it's a big part of our tourism industry, the international visitors. You know, they stay longer and they spend more than our domestic visitors. And so they actually create more jobs per visitor than domestic visitors. And they leave more tax receipts here in the state than the average domestic visitor does.
I can see how the ones that have already booked their trip would still come. But what about in the near future? Like next year, it may be quite different. Is that a worry?
That's always a concern. One of the things that's been really good is with fuel prices down, airline tickets have come down. And typically, we see people from international booking from 4 to 6 months in advance. So they're probably looking at that. They're looking at the price of their airfare. They're looking at the cost of hotels and things like that. But a lot of people are regular visitors to Florida. I think the majority of them will come back. They like to come back year after year, and certainly we enjoy having them here.
So the main worry is once they get here, they're not going to be as big as spenders.
That is, and there's another concern that you know everybody should think about. And when we saw the value of the British pound go down, what that also means is for domestic visitors from the U.S., maybe they're from Chicago or New York or Pennsylvania or somewhere, and they're normal visitors to Florida, travel to the U.K. just got relatively cheaper for the Americans that may have come down here from other states.
Oh.
And so we may lose some travel that way as well. And there were a little over 90 million domestic visitors that came to Florida last year.
So the vote for Britain to leave the European Union took place on June 24th, and I had read some predictions that you made going into the vote. Has anything surprised you or been different in the outcome of Brexit than you might have expected?
You know, one of the things I did talk about when I was writing about this was, you know, it was such a surprise that it injected a lot of volatility in the financial markets. And we know for international trade, that's important. For visitation, that's important as well. You know, we send a lot of exports and get a lot of imports from the UK, about $2 billion worth of imports from the UK, over $1 billion worth of exports of Florida origin goods. And when we see the volatility come into the financial markets, trade tends to go down, and people that may have been investing, maybe starting a business or buying a business from overseas in our state, may have decided to postpone that.
Where do they get their oranges? This isn't going to be more bad news for the citrus industry, is it?
We do send frozen concentrated orange juice all around the world. Florida's the largest supplier of that. And certainly, anytime the U.S. dollar is stronger, that makes those exports that we send more expensive to those importing countries. So I don't think it'll affect it a lot right now. We haven't seen the wild swings in the currency like, you know, some people may have predicted. It's fairly calm right now. But, you know, they don't know the terms of their exit from the EU yet. So there's more volatility to come in the future.
Still early days.
They probably won't even invoke Article 50. And that's the article that they have to invoke to start the process of exiting from the European Union. They probably won't even start that before the end of this calendar year.
What are the Florida Chamber members, the businesses in Florida, what are they worried about with Brexit, with Britain separated from the European Union?
Well, one of the things that you have to think about if you're a Florida business is what the Brexit does to the euro. And you know, we have a lot more visitors come from the entire European Union than we do just the UK. And we do a lot more trading with Europe than we do the UK. So if leaving the euro by the UK causes the euro to devalue, I wouldn't think it'd have a great big effect on it. But it could if more countries decide to make this choice and leave the EU.
Right.
If so, then the euro certainly could fall even further. And then that would be a bigger concern because we do a lot of trade with Europe. I've been watching the amount of international homebuyers in the state. It's a substantial number.
Oh, there are some parts of Florida that are just British communities.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you find the British pubs moving into those areas and, yeah, and those things. It's much fun, you know, to go visit those places.
Yeah.
But you know, what you see is we've had this same thing happen with the Canadian dollar, you know, where it devalued. A lot of the Canadians, I've heard the estimate of around 700,000 Canadians own homes in Florida. I don't know what the number of the, you know, people from the UK would be. But when the currency starts to drop, then they could make even more profits on the house that maybe they bought it during the big recession over here and got a great deal.
It becomes a good investment, right?
Yeah, they'll make money on the house. They'll make money on the exchange rate if they decide to sell it. Sometimes, you know, that's an opportunity for a Florida family to see another, you know, another property come on the market that they may be interested in. So we may see more international home sales as the U.S. dollar gets stronger. I think some of that's happening, but it's hard to quantify. We only get data once a year on how many international people have bought homes in Florida.
So they may be selling them, but the buying might slow down.
It could be because, you know, the Florida housing would be more expensive. And one of the key parts of that is I wouldn't use the word guaranteed tourism without putting quotes on it. But if an international person owns a house in Florida, you can almost bet that they and maybe their friends are going to come visit it, you know, one or more times during the year. So, you know, those numbers are in our tourism numbers. And you may notice that Visit Florida just revised their total visitor number for last year up to 106 million visitors. And part of that is people that own homes here. They're coming back on a year over year. They may be bringing their friends. And certainly we hope they're here enjoying themselves and spending a lot of money on taxable goods.
So I think what I'm hearing from you, the upshot is Brexit is not doom and gloom for Florida. We may get a little bit less pocket money from them, a little bit less spending in restaurants and stores, but it doesn't sound like a disaster.
I think you're exactly right with that point. You know, yes, there'll be some effects, and there will be some volatility in the financial markets. We saw it. It was mainly during the vote because it was such a surprise. Very few people predicted that it would happen. So the financial markets really bounced off the walls for a couple of days there. Things have calmed down, but you have to look at the long term. You know, will the British pound keep its value or not? You know, because they're dropping their interest rates, because, you know, they're starting some more quantitative easing, you would expect the value of the British pound to go down even further. And I remember, you know, a time not that long ago when the British pound was more than $2. That's not been that long ago. Recently, it's been $1.50. Now it's down in the 128 to 130 range as we speak.
Okay, so while I have you on another topic, I've got to bring up Zika.
Okay.
Locally transmitted Zika has now been found in Pinellas County and two Miami neighborhoods. So how is this affecting tourism now?
I think it's too early to tell. You know, I've seen some record numbers still come out. You know, right now we're compared to last year, and last year was the all-time record that we've ever had at now 106 million visitors. They've just revised to.
That was an all-time, you know, record, huh?
It was. And the first 6 months of this year versus last year, we were running at 2.4 million visitors ahead this year compared to last year. Now, you know, we know that that's a bunch of people. You know, that's creating a lot of jobs for every 85 visitors, you know, that come into Florida. That creates one Florida job. Now, I don't doubt that there will be some people that change their travel plans because of the Zika situation. It's far too early to tell how many there are. And with us on record pace, I still expect us to be at the end of the year higher than we were last year. You know, we've gone through a period of multiple years of records on top of records. It really has been the envy of the other 49 states. I say, you know, there's 49 states that would gladly change places with the state of Florida when it comes to tourism. You know, record after record after record. Could this be the thing that knocks down some visitation because some people change their mind? Certainly, I would suspect that some of that's already happening. But I don't think it's a lot. I still see the records coming in.
So you think that the industry can absorb it?
I think we've done a really good job diversifying where we market to and getting in people from all over the country and all over the world. You know, it's very diverse. That's a really good place to be in case one currency or one country starts to have problems. Certainly, we've lost some Venezuelans. We've lost some Brazilians. And those have typically been really big spenders. So that's a lot of tax. It has. The Brazilian economy and the Venezuelan economy, certainly, you know, of these things that we've been talking about, I think those are two much bigger issues than either of the other ones.
Oh.
You know, because we had Brazilians, a lot of Brazilians here buying houses, the retail numbers that they were putting up, you know, shopping trips over long weekends and things. We saw a lot of that. But, you know, Venezuelan tourism from 2014 to 2015, it was down 17%.
Oh.
And Brazilian tourism was down 10%. And that's from 1.64 million to about 1.475 million visitors a year. That's a lot bigger impact than anything else we're talking about.
All right. Dr. Jerry Parrish, Chief Economist and Director of Research with the Florida Chamber Foundation, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's it for today's show. Got a comment or an opinion to share? Go to our Facebook page, tweet us at WUSF, or email us at floridamatters@wusf.org. Florida Matters is a production of WUSF Public Media. The engineer was Craig George. I'm Robin Sussingham. Thanks for listening.